Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Comcast Business just introduced our best internet price ever. Right now, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new price. So you can download large files faster and power more employees on more devices with more bandwidth for your business, all for an incredible value. It's our best internet price ever. Power your business on our gig speed network and save today. Get 150 megabit internet for less than what 75 megabits used to cost. It's a price that's just too good to ignore for a deal designed to fit your business and your budget. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit comcastbusiness.com/best internet price ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. New customers only. Compares new regular monthly charge for Comcast Business Deluxe 150 Internet to old rate for Deluxe 75. Pricing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a beautiful Friday in Atlanta and a big day, too. A lot going on, a lot of headlines. The morning headlines are brought to you by Northside Hospital. John and Hugh here at the Kia Studios. Going to be very, very interesting Falcons season coming up because the schedule is finally out. And I know we made a lot about, it's just the weekly schedule. But boy, the way this thing stacks up, even if you're like me and you're not really exactly thrilled with how it starts, it ends with a bang. Dan Quinn talking as well about this. We'll get into the schedule in just a moment. Coach Quinn and the general manager, Thomas Dimitroff, met the media yesterday. Kind of a pre-draft news conference out at Flowery Branch. Talked about a number of things when they're looking at the draft. And Coach Quinn spoke directly about trying to draft guys who are going to fit the culture, the locker room, and the team's attitude.
It's really important to add to the competitiveness and the toughness of the team. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily defensively driven or offensively driven, but adding guys who have that kind of makeup and swagger and want to go for it and battle in the very biggest way, that whatever position that we're adding, those are the players that that Thomas and I, we connect with strongly.
Yeah, the personal bond and the culture of the locker room is huge for this team, Hugh. Remember what they used to talk about, the Falcons filter? Remember they would talk about the Falcons filter?
Yes.
You know, you had to be kind of a good guy. Well, there's a different, it seems to me there's a different kind of filter in that locker room now, and it's about you conforming to the culture of the brotherhood.
Yeah, you got to find guys that buy into that, like-minded mentalities and everything like that. That's no different than any other team tries to do. It's just that Coach Quinn has put a name on it. It's the brotherhood, the brothership, or whatever other name that they want to coin the phrase. That's basically what it is. But every team tries to foster that culture because the closer you are, the better you tend to play, and you genuinely care for one another.
Thomas Dimitroff actually addressed that whole point, and here's what the GM said.
We're not looking for angels. We're looking for guys who are real. We're looking for guys ultimately who fit into, in this situation, the brotherhood. That's a big thing now. We've talked a lot about that.
Yeah, he has. And Thomas was also, the general manager, that's a little too informal. The general manager, Thomas Dimitroff, was talking about building his draft board and how they view this draft board. And he says, this thing is in the office and this thing is really a piece of work.
I've always said, if you were just looking at just talent on the field, I think it would be a really easy life. But there are so many other things that go into our decision on putting a team together. And even more so now, I feel, with Dan's system in place, I feel we have a really definitive way of how we want to approach the type of players we're looking for.
Yeah, that's a real, they follow their whole game plan to AT. And so far, you cannot argue with the success that Scott Pioli, Dan Quinn, and Thomas Dimitroff, that threesome, that triumvirate, has put together. Whatever they've got in the water, Hugh Douglas, boy, has it worked. You want three draft picks? You want three starters? We'll give you five. You want the guys who can start? We'll give you stars. How about that?
Yeah, they've done a good job of drafting, John. I mean, they've hit on all cylinders as far as the guys that they've brought in here and contributed to this football team. And a lot of people are expecting them to do this exact same thing with this draft that's coming up. So, yeah, they're doing really well right now.
All right, so we'll have more with Thomas Dimitroff. We had a chance to sit down and have a long talk with Thomas Dimitroff about the offseason, what they wanted to accomplish in the offseason, the new coaches. And an at-length part of that interview is all about how they view the draft, what their plans are for the draft, and we're going to play that interview for you in about 15 minutes. So if you're in your car, don't go anywhere. Very fascinating interview with Thomas Dimitroff coming up on the morning show. All right, Braves. The Braves, and we'll get to the schedule here in a moment. Don't worry about it. The Braves go limping on the road because the Washington Nationals, they come at you, and they're like the Mets. They're one of those teams that, and the Cubs, they throw starting pitching at you. Yeah, and you get, in a three-game set, you get Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg, two of the best pitchers in all of baseball, coming at you. And this is what happened yesterday when the Braves built a lead on Strasburg, but couldn't hold it.
All kinds of injury problems for him as this one's hammered toward deep left center field. And it's a two-run home run for the Nationals' first baseman. And they're back in front.
And that Ryan Zimmerman bomb propelled Washington to a 3-2 win and a sweep of the Braves at SunTrust Park.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy who had 103 pitches thrown, 76 with strikes. I mean, Steven Strasburg had one heck of a night, but he had some good defense behind him as well. I like the way that the Braves were fighting in this game, John. I mean, 3-2, that's not as bad as it was the night before. And you kind of felt that, you know, with Ari Dickey on the mound, you know, that knuckleball pitcher that they have, that they were going to fight back. And they did. It's just unfortunate that the Nationals were able to sweep the series.
Yeah, and for Ari Dickey, he pitched very well in the game. And the Braves, they got swept by the Nationals. But Brandon Phillips was talking about the fact that, look, you know, I mean, it's early in the season. You know, we have hot and cold moments. But we thought we fought pretty well.
We really believe in each other, and we're starting to gel together. We're starting to see what everybody can really do. And the Nationals, man, like I said, man, they just took advantage of the opportunities, like, and we didn't.
Yeah, and they took advantage of the opportunities, is right, Brandon. And so with Matt Kemp back in the lineup, he went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. The Braves get swept, and now they go on the road, a long road trip that'll take them to Philadelphia, back to New York again. They're going back to Citi Field and to Milwaukee. For the remainder of the month, they're going to be on the road. Tonight, it will be in Philadelphia as you have Bartolo Colon on the mound against Jeremy Hellickson for the Philadelphia Phillies. So the Braves and Phillies tonight to open the road trip in Philadelphia. Stand by. The Hawks play game 3 tomorrow. Is it a must win, Hugh Douglas? You said it earlier. I think
it is. Yep. I think it's a must win. You do not want to go down 3-0 against John Wall and Bradley Beal the way that they're playing. So, yeah, you have to win this game. And then it's all about intensity. And you hope that the fans in the building are going to help the Hawks match that intensity that the Washington Wizards have. That's the bottom line, John. You're talking about, I think it was in the first quarter, there was a scrum. Mm-hmm. The ball was on the court, on the floor, and basically Washington out-hustled the Hawks. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to, hustling. And just who wants it the worst?
Well, and the fact is, Washington's wanted it far more than Atlanta has, apparently, in the first couple of games with those two big wins. Coach Budenholzer was on Middays with Rick and John yesterday, and he talked about how they had to get into the film room to try to make some adjustments.
Between now and Saturday, you know, between the coaches and myself and the players, we'll kind of get in the theater, look at the film, and, you know, come up with what we want to do in game 3 and what gives us our best chance.
And then one more from Coach Bud talking about John Wall and what he brings.
Feels like we're doing a lot of things well. You know, he's making some great plays and some tough plays. And, you know, so do you stick with it? Or, you know, are there some different looks that we can try and throw at him? But, you know, usually if you're doing something there, you may be giving up something in a different area. So, you know, between now and Saturday, you know, between the coaches and myself and the players, we'll kind of get in the theater, look at the film, and, you know, come up with what we want to do in game 3 and what gives us our best chance.
So we have the Hawks and Wizards. It is tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, pardon me, a 5:30 game, early evening game. Our coverage begins at 5 with Mike Conley on the pregame show. 5:30 tip at Phillips Arena. Tickets do remain at Hawks.com for the game between the Hawks and Wizards, game 3, and of course live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Steve Holman. The morning sports news brought to you by Northside Hospital. Coming in May, Northside opens its new hospital in Canton. As a matter of fact, now that I mention this, I'm driving down. I've seen them building that big new hospital up in Canton. The new hospital in Canton opens in May with facilities and technology built for you and your family. See it right now at NorthsideCherokee.com. That's NorthsideCherokee.com. NBAPlayoffs.com. NBA playoffs last night. Cleveland Cavaliers went to Indiana. They're down by 26 points. And then this happened.
Here's LeBron James. He's got Korver on the wing. He'll take it inside. Oh, look out! LeBron gives Cleveland the lead.
How about that? 26-point comeback for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Didn't the Hawks do that to them? Yeah, that's what happened. Biggest comeback in NBA history.
I'll tell you what. The one thing that used to be that people used to say about LeBron was that he wasn't clutch or he didn't step up in big games. This was early in his career. You can't say that about him now.
No.
He's had a few clutch moments. None more clutch than the ones that he had last year in the finals against Golden State. But last night, you could kind of put that in the same realm as his other performances, especially when you had all the questions circling around whether this team was going to make it through the playoffs or not. I mean, that was one heck of a performance.
Yeah, 40-plus points, triple-double, leads his team from 26 down. Biggest comeback in playoff history, 119-114. The Cavs have a hammerlock. Any hope the Indiana Pacers had in this series, which wasn't much, is certainly gone now with the Cavs up 3-0. And they may just do the El Foldo in Game 4, and Cleveland will move on. Now, Cleveland's path to the Eastern Conference Finals, already in many people's eyes, even though they were the number 2 seed, they were the favorite, obviously. But it's becoming much easier because of the fact that the teams around them, the number 1 seed Boston, the number 3 seed Toronto, are scuffling right now. Toronto's scuffling so much that the Greek Freak in Milwaukee lit them up.
Cross court, wow, with a step to the bucket. Antetokounmpo. He blocked that with his elbow.
Blocked it with his elbow. He's getting up there so high. Milwaukee led 32-12 at the end of one quarter. They blew Toronto out of the water. They beat them 104-77. The Raptors are reeling down 2-1 in this series.
You, man, you can't. It still blows my mind how well that Jason Kidd has these Milwaukee Bucks playing. I still go back to the fact that I was like, wow, I cannot believe Milwaukee is in the playoffs, and they're in the playoffs playing extremely well. But I think it all comes down. We all knew going into this playoff series in the East, especially, that the Cleveland Cavaliers were the class of the East, and they were the ones that were going to be coming out of it. But it's great to see some of these young stars getting their shine and getting an opportunity for people to actually see them play, because I didn't watch any Milwaukee games this year, not a one.
Hey, yeah, and they're doing really well right now. They have a 2-1 lead on Toronto, and so the number 1 and 3 seeds are in a little bit of trouble. Out West, San Antonio was thinking, they were starting to think sweep over the Memphis Grizzlies until Zach Randolph. Remember Zach Randolph? Was a time when Zach Randolph was going to be the next big, big, big star of the NBA. And he became a good player, not a great player. But last night, oh, he was a great player last night.
Randolph. Drives in.
He has been a nightmare here this entire game, and the Spurs don't have an answer. They've tried 3 or 4 different defenders.
Yeah, they tried a lot on him, and they didn't stop Zach Randolph, and Memphis beat San Antonio to stay close in the series, 105-94. Spurs lead that series 2-1. Now, going to be a big night tonight for the Celtics. They are down 2-0 to the Bulls. We talk about, Hugh, about the Hawks having a must-win tomorrow against Washington. Is this a must-win for the Celtics in Chicago tonight?
If you haven't won a game, John, yeah. Yeah, it is a must-win. I mean, you're looking at elimination, possible elimination, because it's going to be tough to come back if you're down 3-0 and to win 4 straight. That's going to be a tough spot to be in.
Do you get a sense that Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo, especially because he's going up against his old team, that they could kind of this is so cliche, but pardon me for it, that they could sort of smell it, that they could see this is happening?
Well, you don't want to never underestimate your play. You don't ever want to estimate your talent, your opponent. So they're going to come out there and they're going to play. But if Boston can't get it together, then they're going to be looking at going home real early. They're going to be looking at making golf, what they call it, golf plans or tee times. Tee times. That's what they call it, tee times.
Tee times.
My bad,
tee times. Well, the golf plans works, right?
Well, that's one of the things Rondo said. He said it on the court, apparently, during the game 2 when they were on that big run in the fourth quarter. He looked over at Avery Bradley, I think it was, and was like, yeah, they quit. They'd already quit. And that was one of the things that Avery Bradley said in his post-game presser that really bothered him about his own team. Not what Rondo said, but mm-hmm. how other people could see that they had basically quit.
Celtics-Bulls game 3 tonight with Chicago up 2-0. Houston and Oklahoma City play in OKC with the Rockets up 2-0. Clippers and Jazz play game 3, and they're even at a game of pieces. That goes to Salt Lake City. The big news for us came out last night when the NFL schedule came out. Now we know the opening game of the NFL season will in fact be, as the reports were, the Chiefs at the Patriots on that opening night, Thursday, September 7th, and the Falcons don't get that opening night. But not only do they not get that opening night, they don't get the Sunday night game on opening weekend. They don't get one of the Monday night games because the opening weekend looks like this for the primetime games. Thursday, September 7th, it's Chiefs at Patriots. The Sunday night game is the Giants at Dallas. And the doubleheader on Monday night, Saints at Vikings, Chargers at Denver, which is, I think, a little bit odd. I'm not complaining. I just think it's odd that you would put a team like Stinky Town on Monday Night Football on the opening night and not the Falcons, but okay. The Falcons are going to open in Chicago.
I know that Monday Night Football is a heritage game in a lot of ways because it's the history behind it. But it's not the big one anymore. Sunday Night Football is
kind of the go-to.
Yeah, it's the primetime game. So they've fallen in love with that Cowboys-Giants Sunday Night Football opener. It does well. It's America's team, blah, blah, blah. So having the second one to open the stadium is not so bad. I mean, they only gave the Vikings a Monday night game in the second week to open their stadium, so... And I know that we're the defending NFC champions and whatever, but I'm okay with that.
Falcons open against the Bears in Chicago, and Squid pointed out earlier, if you're a Georgia fan, what a weekend. Georgia at Notre Dame in South Bend the day before the Falcons open in Chicago at Soldier Field against the Bears. And Soldier Field and South Bend, about 90 miles apart. You can drive it. It's pretty simple. Not very far. You want to do the doubleheader? Ooh, a lot of Georgia fans going, ooh, ooh. Might have to change that return flight out of Chicago.
Comcast Business just introduced our best internet price ever. Right now, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new price. So you can download large files faster and power more employees on more devices with more bandwidth for your business, all for an incredible value. It's our best internet price ever. Power your business on our gig speed network and save today. Get 150 megabit internet for less than what 75 megabits used to cost. It's a price that's just too good to ignore for a deal designed to fit your business and your budget. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit comcastbusiness.com/best internet price ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. New customers only. Compares new regular monthly charge for Comcast Business Deluxe 150 Internet to old rate for Deluxe 75. Pricing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.